Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, headline, 13-year-old Eli Houston is helping Illinoisans find vaccination appointments with his website, ilvaccine.org. Eli, this is Sean Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What inspired you to do this?
I helped my grandparents and about 24 other people get appointments for the COVID-19 vaccine back in January and early February when the state went into phase 1B. And I realized there was no real list of everywhere you can get it, or if there was, the state's one didn't have availability information or eligibility. So you need to keep checking all these different websites. And there was no information on the state's one about where, it just had some of the places, not everything.
Yep.
So after I saw this issue, I created ilvaccine.org to make it easier for people to be able to get COVID-19 vaccine appointments.
Am I signing up through your portal, or am I just finding out places where I can get it?
It's a list of places that are available with eligibility and availability, but you don't give me any personal information at all.
Got it.
It links to there. So if you go to ilvaccine.org, you'll see a list. You can select your county, and then you'll see, for example, if there's a Mariano's that has appointments, or if there's a Walgreens, or if Rush University in Chicago has them. Just a few examples of locations that we have that are automatically updated.
So, well, there you go, because sometimes those places do, sometimes those places don't have the vaccine. So my question, I guess you just answered it, is your website live? Is it updating with the availability? So if the Walgreens on my corner has it today, will it indicate that? And if it doesn't tomorrow, will it indicate that?
It doesn't have what appointment times are available, but it is updated. A lot of the locations are automatic, and then we have volunteers which help update the other locations that are not possible to automate.
You got ilvaccine.org? That was available, huh?
Yep.
Did you have to pay for that? How is that available? I would think that the state or somebody else would have scarfed that up before you.
It was, I don't know, I bought it in February. My dad paid. We also have ilvaccine.com, which was also available. I don't know why they weren't bought. We also have illinoisvaccine.org. Yeah, I don't know. People didn't buy them. I don't know.
Well, I do. I mean, to me, first of all, thank you for what you're doing. And, you know, tip of the hat to somebody that's enterprising and is helping out. Is there a charge for your service?
Nope. Completely free.
Yeah. But
want to make it to everyone, no matter where you are, no matter how much money you make, anyone, anywhere in the state of Illinois, I want to be able to get the COVID vaccine and to be able to not have to check all these different sites.
That the city or state didn't come up with this is the problem. We shouldn't be relying on the generosity and ingenuity of a 13-year-old. Thank goodness that we do have one. I mean, I'm not even talking to you, Eli. I'm just talking out loud here, but that's the truth. But then you fill the gap. So hooray, ilvaccine.org. So are you computer literate? Do you design websites for fun and things like that?
I've made other websites for things, and I wasn't super familiar with how to do the auto updating of the certain locations, but when you don't know something, Google it, and eventually you'll figure it out, learning as I go.
Your dad in the paper the other day said you were a little obsessed with this project. Is that a fair description?
I mean, he's sitting right next to me if you want to ask him.
Yeah, give him the phone, will you, for a second?
Yep.
Hi, John. It's Charles Houston. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've done well, sir. Congratulations.
Well, I haven't really done much. It's Eli. It was his initiative, and he's the one who's doing the work and managing the volunteers. I'm not a computer programmer, so I'm not a resource for him.
Well, I wasn't talking about the website. I was talking about the website son of yours. You've done well, sir. So really, though, I mean, a lot of kids want to play softball right now. your kid said, hey, I want to do this. I guess there's no reason to deny him the opportunity to do it. But did either of you have any idea what you were getting involved in or that it would really come to fruition?
I don't think so. It evolved very organically. And as Eli noted earlier, it started with him directly helping his grandparents and then some friends of his grandparents. And it was really just the natural evolution. And it wasn't something that I don't think he or any or his family expected to be quite as useful as it's turned out to be. So we're certainly thankful that he's able to make such a difference by doing something that he's good at and he enjoys doing.
Anecdotally, can you tell me about anybody who's used it and it's helped?
Well, yeah, Eli, go ahead.
Yeah, I've gotten emails from people who have been able to get appointments using the website. I've saw tweets, Facebook comments about it. But I do get that not everybody is able to use a website for some reason or another or doesn't have access to technology. So I am very much aware that a website is not the only solution and never will be the only solution to getting everybody vaccinated.
What grade are you in now?
Eighth grade.
Are you learning online? Are you hybrid? Are you at home or are you at school?
Yeah, e-learning, which makes it easier to update the website in between classes, during lunch, after school.
How are you doing on your e-learning?
It's good. I mean, I wish I was in person, but not if it means I'm going to have a risk of getting COVID. But after I get vaccinated, I heard the good news about Pfizer earlier this week. So, I mean, I'm hoping by the time I start ninth grade, I will be in person.
Where will you be going to high school, Eli?
ECHS, Evanston Township High School in Evanston.
I see. You get good grades up there, do you?
I think so.
I mean, so is your aspiration to be a computer person, a medical person? Do you know yet?
I mean, there's so much that's going to happen, I'm sure, between now and when I'm looking in for jobs and even for between now and when I'm going to college. So who knows what the job market will look like in 10 years.
Would you hand the phone back to your dad for a second? Hey, Charles.
Yes. Hi.
So what's this kid going to do when he grows up?
You know, I don't know. I mean, he clearly has a facility for computer programming. He always has had a strong interest in that. But he's also historically had an interest in making a difference. When he was 7 years old, he helped raise money for multiple myeloma and ended up raising over $14,000. And for his birthday, when he was seven, he asked that people not give him gifts, but that they donate. Last year was his bar mitzvah, same thing. He didn't ask for gifts. He asked for donations to support a composting effort he was working on. So, and he became a vegetarian out of interest in animal welfare when he was in fourth grade. So he's always had a passion for making a difference and a passion and a facility for technology. So this is just the natural thing for him to be doing, but it's hard to anticipate how it will evolve from here.
I see him as a kind of resource for the next generation. And I'm thinking, okay, how can we best use little Eli, which is none of my business, by the way, but I maybe he should go into government and take his good heart and initiative and put it to good use, or maybe he should be a doctor or a lawyer, or maybe he should be a plumber if he wants to be that someday, right?
Yeah, I love that. I love that attitude. I that's very much the one that I would have. If he wants to be a plumber, that's great. But he, to your point about working in government, I mean, he has a real interest in policy issues, and we discuss them around the dinner table. And has a relatively sophisticated understanding and engagement with policy issues and equity issues and, just engaging with society at large. So it's exciting to see that really grow and evolve, too.
Okay, Charles, well done. Would you hand the phone back to Eli, or is he on another line? Hey, Eli.
Yeah, no, he's here.
Hi.
Okay, yeah. Eli, any other projects that you're going to tackle? Bad breath, cancer, moon, alien life? What else is of interest to you right now?
The whole goal of ILVaccine.org has been to eventually be put out of business. So I'm sure once by the state or government. I'm sure once that's done, I'll find some other things to work on. But I'm not totally sure what I'll do, but I'm sure I'll find something cool to make.
So it's ilvaccine.org, ilvaccine.org. By the way, almost 15,000 unique users. So there is a real need. This isn't people patting a kid on the back. This is, oh, yeah, I need the vaccine. I'm frustrated beyond the moon. And what am I going to do? And then you click on ilvaccine.org. And lo and behold, you're able to find a way to do that. By the way, Producer Olive says, before you go, talk to Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl, you're on WGN.
Hi, this is Carol. I wanted to thank Eli personally for, at 7 years old, raising money for multiple myeloma. I was diagnosed 2 years ago with it.
Ah, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, and I'm glad that Eli is able to hear that. Hey, Eli, are you still on the line?
Yep.
Well done, sir. And Cheryl,
thank you, Eli. Carol, I appreciate it so very much.
Yeah, that's nice of you to call and acknowledge that. And Eli, I'm sure I'll talk to you down the road. My best to your family. Have a nice weekend. And thank you for doing what you did, young man.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Have a good day.